But there are also those times when it is not so clear. We try to be good. We try to be nice. And a lot of the time we think we are quite successful. We don't steal. We don't punch or kick anyone. We don't get horribly drunk. We don't take drugs. We don't do anything really nasty. We're engaged in respectable professions. We go to church. We give to charity. We are nice people. Now, for a person, for example, whose addictions have driven them into criminality, the need for repentance, the need for a decisive turning away from the bad decisions of the past, this need can often be quite obvious. Of course, it is still very difficult to actually accomplish. But when you are at rock bottom, it's difficult to cling to illusions about yourself. And so, the disreputable outcasts, those who are shunned and despised by the respectable people of Jesus' day, these are the people who respond to the preaching of John the Baptist and the preaching of Jesus himself. But for a person who presents a respectable image to the outside world and even to themselves, the need for repentance is less obvious. And yet, when we look beneath the surface, we find selfishness and greed, envy, anger, pride, vanity, and all the rest. It may be well hidden, but it's still there. When we do not scrutinize ourselves, we become enslaved to a delusion. When we resist the call to repentance, we are trying to defend ourselves. But what we are actually doing is defending a story we tell ourselves about ourselves. What we are actually doing is defending a person who doesn't really exist at all. When we resist the call to repentance, we think we are protecting ourselves against feelings of guilt. But what we are actually doing is condemning ourselves to experiencing that guilt, which comes leaching out in other areas of our lives, displaced, perhaps projected onto others, but spreading its poison nonetheless. When we respond positively to the call to repentance, we are not opening ourselves up to misery and guilt. We are rather opening ourselves up to honesty, to freedom, and to joy. Honesty with ourselves, with others, and with God. Freedom from delusions, and freedom from fears that others will see behind our masks. And joy, that deep joy that comes from living in honesty and freedom with ourselves, with others, and with God. And that deep joy that comes from the knowledge that we are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.